Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's Tech Tuesday around here. 7:41 is the time, and our guest is Jennifer Jolly. She writes about all sorts of great, cool gadgets on her website, which is techish.com. She is an Emmy Award-winning journalist and has some great ideas for Father's Day. Jennifer, good morning. I like your list of gizmos here. Let's go through a few of these. Starting with something we all need, a charger that shows you exactly how fast your phone is charging. This is an inexpensive good gift idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I love these little Anker Nano chargers. I have about three of them. So I have one for the car. I have one I travel with all the time. I have one in my office. It's a tiny charger with a tiny screen. It shows exactly how fast your phone is charging. It's the same orange. There's one that's the same orange as the iPhone 17 Pro. And I really like that, you know, these companies like Anker are color matching to flagship phones and kind of tells you where the whole market's headed. And it's just this great 45-watt charger that fits in the palm of your hand.
Love it.
These little chargers.
You want to spend a little more money on dad with summer coming? A portable fan, a handheld portable fan, always a good idea. And you like the one from Dyson, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I love my Dyson hair dryer. It's dreamy. And this is a $100 Hush Jet Mini Cool fan. It's their first handheld portable fan. Comes in navy, cream, red. The red one, to me, looks like it belongs in a Wes Anderson film. It's awesome. Works fantastically. Like, if you own anything from Dyson, you know, like when I first bought the Dyson hair dryer, I thought, how would I ever spend that much on a hair dryer? It's luxurious. It's worth every penny year after year after year. I've had mine for about 10 years now. And this is the same with this fan. It's just a great portable fan, underrated summer carry, and it looks really good doing the job. So perfect for the golf course, Dad.
Yeah, it is. You also picked what you call the best smart alarm clock yet. Tell us about this.
This is the dreamy smart alarm clock. So I started reviewing smart alarm clocks because I needed to get my phone out of the bedroom. It was doing terrible things to my sleep. So the dreamy has everything that you want and need that you kind of go to your phone for in the middle of the night, minus any of the negative stuff, the blue light, the doom scrolling. So it has you can do your podcast, play your podcast on it, white noise, guided breathing, a gentle light ring that kind of fades as you fall asleep, and a sunrise alarm that wakes you up softly in the morning. Plus alarms, you know, you can set the different alarm tones that you want. None of them are mean and blaring. And then it just works really intuitively. You twist the little ring on the top to change the volume. You swipe to set a sleep timer and wind down. There's no app. There's no monthly subscription, which all the other really smart alarm clocks have subscriptions, monthly subscriptions. This does everything that your phone does at night, like I said, minus anything that's going to take a toll on your sleep.
It is a little pricey, though, isn't it?
It is. It's $250, and that's another one of those, like, hey, if you're going all in, the kids are all going in on dad, this is, you know, this is one of those things to kind of share the cost. But again, you know, this really the best tech out there, you kind of get what you pay for.
Jennifer Jolly follows technology trends. You should subscribe to her website. Get them all directly to your mailbox, techish.com, T-E-C-H-I-S-H, techish.com. Jennifer, we're running down your list of some good Father's Day gift ideas, and you've got the Aura Ring 4 on your list. So would this be a good gift for men or women? Oops, did I not press
a
your
bunch
button?
Of
oh, there we go.
Happy.
Sorry, Jennifer, I didn't have your... look at this. I'm with the tech person, and I forgot to press a button. This is a good one for Dad, the ring?
Yeah, I know a bunch of men who have these. Smart rings are the new must-have gadget. Everybody's wearing them. You see them on a hand near you, mainly on a pointer finger. I tested... five. I wore five all at once starting in January, and I'm just wrapping up my test now. For me, the Oura Ring 4 is the best of the bunch right now. It's, again, spendy. It's about $350, but it does, the low profile, it's the most comfortable, rechargeable. It lasts about a week on a single charge, and it does the most in the best, most intuitive way of all that I reviewed. So it monitors your heart rate, your sleep quality, your recovery, your exercise. It's a lot more comfortable to wear at night than a watch. And it's the best one at just kind of saying, hey, there's maybe some sleep apnea at play here, or you might have this restless leg. It doesn't say it in those terms, but it gives you clues like that to your health that I've just found really incredibly insightful. And I'm not one of those people who tracks all the metrics all the time. So this is one of those things, you just pop up a little dashboard on your phone and it's easy to understand. So it's my favorite of all the modern smart rings.
Oura Ring 4 starts at $349. Jennifer, your house must look like a big box electronics store, does it?
Somebody called it the tech crack house recently.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's exactly what it looks like. I have one of everything. It's there in almost every room of the house. And it's a lot.
We mentioned a little portable fan for Dad, which would be great this summer. So would this mosquito repeller that you wrote about. It's only $40, and it sounds like a very cool gadget.
You know, I love that the bug repellent has now gone high tech. You can schedule bug repellent with an app on your smartphone. This is the Thermacell Radius Zone Mosquito Repeller. It's scent free, which my husband loves. It's about the size of a hockey puck, and it clears a 20-foot zone around you. So there's no smoke, no DEET, no spray that you have to run around with. It comes in this soft sage green and a charcoal that actually looks like something that you'd leave out on the patio table instead of kind of hiding it in the garage or tucking it behind the bushes. And it really, I live on an island in the Pacific Northwest. After years of summer evenings cut short, this is the first bug gadget I've tested that I genuinely forget is working, which is the entire point of these bug gadgets.
Nice. And before we let you go, Jennifer, tell us about this great tip you gave. I think you did this on TV. You can ask your photo library a question. So would this be for Apple smartphones?
It's both Apple for iPhones and Android. So I run around with a Samsung Galaxy S26, and this works perfectly across your Pixel devices, your Galaxy devices, as well as iPhones. So iPhone has its own Photos app, and it works fine in there. So, you know, most of us have thousands of photos on our phones, zero ability to find the one we actually want. So in plain English, you can go in there and type in exactly what you're searching for. I tend to use the free Google's photo app for this. I think it works a little bit better than Apple's native iPhone app. This works on iPhones that are 15 Pro and newer with Apple Intelligence. I walk you through on my website exactly how to set this up. But you open Google Photos, you tap your profile photo, tap Photos and Settings, Preferences, Gemini Features and Photos, and then you can just ask things like, what are the best moments from last year? What are the best photos in all of my photo roll? I ask that. And it also comes up with prompts, so it'll kind of spur you into these perfect questions. But it's amazing. You find pictures of my dog at the beach. Show me food I ate on vacation to Italy. Show me receipts from Home Depot. You can get to that exact photo in a heartbeat now.
That's really cool. Now I know how my wife finds those pictures. I think she does that.
You thought it was magic. Yeah.
And again, we'll post this conversation in a couple hours here at WGNRadio.com. I know you'll want to listen to this, take some notes, maybe send it to somebody else. Also, you can subscribe to techish.com. That's Jennifer Jolly's website, T-E-C-H-I-S-H, techish.com. You'll get tips directly to your mailbox, and listen to Jennifer Jolly on her podcast on WGNRadio.com. I think we got it all in there, Jennifer. You're a busy woman, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.